Army Chief Executive Alfred Okoh Vanderpoel says the inauguration of Community Day Secondary Schools by President Mahama is not a mere political gimmick, but a committed effort to provide access to Ghanaian children of school-going age to receive education. Speaking to Radio Ghana's George Ankra, Mr. Vanderpoel said Accra alone has received 100 million schools and phased out the shift system with increased enrollment in schools.
Certainly that we are not doing this for the election. We are doing this because the people of this country gave His Excellency the President John Dramani Mahama the mandate to bring development to their doorstep, to advance the cause of bringing development, improving the livelihood, changing the lives, and transforming the lives of the people. That's the mandate that was given to the President. And the President, since day one, that he stepped into office, have always worked and will continue to work. Education, this administration, the NDC administration, under the leadership of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, believes that is the backbone for our national development. The human capacity has to be developed. When we develop our human capacity, we have the human resources to make sure that this country moves in the right direction. The President is committed to building all the 200 schools that he has promised. He has also charged as the chief executives of the various MMDs to also make sure that at the grassroots, at the doorstep of development, that we also make sure that we are also improving education and other development areas. So the people of this country can depend on His Excellency to make sure that we will develop all aspects of the human life of this country and create opportunities for our people to, in their own life, you know, be able to rise to the occasion of their personal and collective development.
You have also put up some millennium schools in Accra, and you have phased out the shift system. How many schools have you put up so far? And when are they going to be commissioned or inaugurated?
Well, right now we have over 100 of the Millennium City schools under construction in Accra. The beauty of it is that last year we started with adding kindergarten facilities and also making it handicap accessible. And the next 2 months, between this month of February and March, we have 6 of them that we are going to commission. And then by June, to the end of the year, we will have another, let's say, about 6 or 7 that we will finish. So this year, about 12 of them will be commissioned. Each of these buildings will take about 900 of our students, both elementary and junior high. Now, it is also wonderful to note that the ones that we have already, the 14 that we have already commissioned last year, have made the difference of achievement in the BET exam. The schools or the students who are learning in the Millennium City School, their test scores from the BET exam is so wonderful. We have students who were performing at the 112 levels, but today they have moved into the teens or the 20th level. So it's making a difference because these churches offer them a science lab, a computer lab, a library, and all quality teachers who are committed to making sure that we teach and teach effectively.
Mr. Vanderpoel also touched on programs lined up to keep Accra clean as they inspect the problem communities for special attention.
Well, we are getting ready for a major transformation in the sanitation and environmental sanitation delivery services of this country. His Excellency the President this afternoon is going to roll out equipment to support all the MMDAs in the country to deal with sanitation conditions on the ground. And I am highly excited about it. I can't wait to receive the compaction truck, the wheelbarrows, the tricycles that we need, and the roll-on, you know, equipment that we need so that we can be more effective in the environmental control exercise and agenda of the city of Accra. So I'm going around with our new risk management director to let him know where we must focus on. You know, the principal city of Accra, speaking to you right now, we are at Kanishu and, you know, Abosokai, you know, Motri Road, and, you know, the light starting from Accra. The communities and the principal roads of Accra. We want to make sure when we receive this equipment that the people will see that we are working. We needed equipment. We are going to have it today. And we will serve the people and serve the people well.
Dr. Vanderpoel, when you look at the sanitation situation in Accra, it is not too good enough. What is the assurance that from tomorrow, when we are going to have another sanitation exercise, you would have a grip on the people to keep the city clean?
You know, yesterday we met with all of our assembly members, we met with some community leaders. Tomorrow our people will be out, we are asking the community to come out and support the sanitation exercise. And when we get this equipment, we are going to roll out a sustainable program to make sure that we keep this city clean. You know, we must present this city in a way that it shows that the level of civilization that we have in this country, it shows our commitment to better environment, and it shows our commitment to ensure that people have a healthy environment to ensure a healthy lifestyle. So that is what we are committed to, that this year we will not have cholera like we have had 3 years ago, that this year when the rains come, we will make sure that our drains are not choked with refuse, so that we can transform the lives of our people, change the lives of our people, improve the lives of our people, and make sure that people live a life worthy of their existence.